We have several announcements that are going to be happening over the next few weeks. If you are an active duty or retired veteran, we would love to have a picture of you for our Veterans Day slide. So it's going to be Veterans Day is on a Sunday this year. If you submitted a picture last year, I do still have it. If you don't like that picture and would like a new one, I will be glad to take it. But just be sure that you tell me that you want to do that so that there aren't like three or four pictures of you and you're like, oops. So be sure to do that. I need those by November 4th. They can be scanned, emailed, texted, whatever you need. I can get it. Our youth are having a yard sale on November 10th from 7 to 1. If you would like to help in that, tables are $5 each. We'll have lots of vendors there from lots of different companies. They'll be there also. But we really need your help doing tables. This is going to go to our youth room renovation project, and they're really excited about that. So be sure, if you have any questions about that, see me, see Jennifer Thompson or Elizabeth Thomas. We would love to get you signed up for that. Our children are, once again, they're doing our Operation Christmas Child Samaritan Purse Boxes. That's a mouthful, but they are. They're doing the Samaritan Purse Shoe Boxes for Christmas, and if you like to do shoe boxes or would like to pass on the joy to a child, if you would like them to do it for you, we are doing those on November 4th. We need anything. Anything that can go in a shoe box, we need toys, hairbrushes, hair bows. It just all has to be new. If you'd like to help donate $9 so that we can get those boxes sent, like whatever you want to do, we would love to have you a part of what we're doing. The kids love making shoe boxes and it's a lot of fun. So I just need that by, as soon as possible. By as soon as possible. That's not a date, but you know what I mean. All right. And the last thing, our youth and children have camp meetings today. If they're interested in attending Kids Salt Camp for our 3rd through 5th grade, that will be today at 3:30. Our youth will have their summer salt meeting today also. It's at 4. If you have any children or youth that are interested in attending these camps, it's purely informational. You don't have to sign anything. You just have to come, and we're going to talk, and it's going to be okay. None of that. Just come. We really want to have you. We want to have you aware of our fundraising opportunities that we're going to be having. Several of them are going to be new this year in hopes to gain some more momentum with that, including our children have discussed doing a church-wide talent show. More information on that to come. So we would be really interested in your support of that endeavor. But we'll have more information on that soon. And we have a couple of announcements about our fall celebration coming up soon.
Several things are coming up. Oktoberfest is this coming weekend, and our church has a tent. We're going to be setting up, and we're going to be passing out information about our church. We're going to have coloring sheets for children that come by. Perhaps coffee and cider in the morning because it's actually going to be a little chilly that morning. And we're just really going to try to love on our community and give information about our church out to those who might be looking for a church in our area. Thank you to those of you that have already signed up. We could actually use a couple more people from 3 to 5 p.m. this Saturday to man the tent, just to give out the little bags, just say hey to people. You know, like I said, just give them a hug and love on them. So if you could volunteer for the 3 to 5 time slot on Saturday uptown, just see me and let me know if you'd be willing to do that. Even if you could do 1 hour, if you could do 3 to 4 or 4 to 5, that would work, and we can fill in the others. So just let me know if you'd be interested in that. Also, fall celebration is just a couple of weeks away. You can see our trunk count is down here. So if you're willing to have your car parked here with some candy and some treats to give out to children, please see Elaine Heiler about that. There's also an insert in the bulletin. You can fill that out and put it in the offering plate. We have 2 buckets down here. We need candy to give out. So please, 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 if you're out and about shopping, get that candy and bring it in for us. Don and Randy Thompson are in charge of that. Is there a competition this year? Okay, I was going to say there might be some friendly competition there, a little high stakes or something. I don't know. We'll see. So figure something out. We also need help manning the bouncies for the children that day, and there's a sign-up sheet for that as well on the insert in your bulletin. So if you're interested in helping with Oktoberfest or fall celebration, we would really love to have you. It's always a fun time, especially fall celebration, to love on our community. One other thing, in the bulletin there's an insert about the yard sale. I was going to say that. If you want to fill that out and tell us, tell Elizabeth or Jennifer how many tables you need, it's there. So one more thing. There is no rain date for the fall celebration. So if it rains on the day of the fall celebration, we're not moving it to the gym. It will just have to be canceled that day. So FYI, I think there were some different things going around there. But if there is a, if it's a rain out that day, it will just be canceled. So Donna was saying that if you don't want to go out and actually buy the candy for the trunk or treat, you can just give Randy and Donna money and they'll get the candy. So, all right. Thank you.